In response to the opioid epidemic, some police departments in North Carolina are taking a new, more holistic approach to dealing with low-level drug offenders. Elizabeth Friend reports.
Waynesville is a town of less than 10,000, nestled between the Great Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge Parkway, southwest of Asheville. A little more than a decade ago, Police Chief Bill Hollingshead began to see his mountain community devastated by the impact of opioid addiction.
25% of the people that died in our county were dying from an opioid overdose 11 years ago. So it hit us very hard, very early.
In response, Hollingshead and his department launched what's known as a LEAD program. That stands for Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, and it represents a fundamental shift in the way police handle low-level drug crimes. Instead of arrest, nonviolent drug users are redirected to a case manager who helps them get wraparound care to address everything from housing and hunger to job training and medical treatment. Melissa Larson coordinates LEAD programs across the state for the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition.
Everyone's got their own journey. Some people need housing first before they can focus on other areas of their life. Some have immediate health issues that need to be focused on first. And so we want to make sure that we've got that comprehensive package, if you will, so that whatever their greatest need is at that moment in time, that they'll have access to it.
Fayetteville became the first town in the Southeast to launch a LEAD program in 2016. Since then, four other North Carolina towns, including Waynesville, have followed suit, and at least four more are exploring their options. Larson says the program is already paying off in Fayetteville.
The arrest records and the criminal justice activity has been very significantly decreased once somebody gets into the LEAD program. We've seen up to a 90% reduction in criminal activity from our LEAD participants.
The Waynesville LEAD program has been up and running for just 6 months, but Chief Hollingshead said he's already seeing a positive impact in his town. Officers are spending less time dealing with repeat offenders, and those in need of treatment are getting faster access to long-term care. Still, he warns there's no quick fix for the epidemic of opioid addiction.
When it comes to opioid treatment, it is not a 30-day, 60-day, even a 90-day process. Treatment for opioid addiction is really a lifelong commitment, and a year or more in treatment is really the norm.
LEAD pilot programs are currently funded through a mix of public and private sources. Both Hollingshead and Larson believe in the value of the new approach. They hope a combination of state, local, and private donors can keep the programs going in the future. Elizabeth Friend, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.